You got your water?
I got everything, Lisa.
You got your Kleenex? Because oh, you know, you usually you just like to wipe your snot on your sleeve.
Yes, I'm a hillbilly that way.
I'm just saying, right? Sometimes you've been known to forget your Kleenex. You got your Kleenex?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right? Okay. This is like just we're getting ready to do the show.
So I got my lip stuff. I got my Kleenex. Oh, I don't have my lip stuff.
Do you always have lip stuff when we do this?
Sometimes, yes.
Well, I see your lips are all buttery. Look at that. My lips are just dry and chapped.
Yeah, and that's who you are, and this is who I am.
Well, but you won't ever catch me wiping snot on my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So priorities in life, Lisa.
There you go. And why are you asking why? So why does it matter what hotel I'm staying in?
Well, I'm just, you know, the view that really? I have
you're
from
judging?
Here
you're judging
is a better view than the hotel you made me stay in last January.
I feel it's an upgrade.
It is a total upgrade, and I'm actually kind of pissed at you that you made me stay in the hotel hell.
Well, next year, right? Next mm-hmm. one, you will stay. It's actually nice. I have a fridge, a microwave, and a coffee pot. I have it all. And there's laundry if I wanted to do laundry, too.
Oh, God.
So it's pretty much like living at home, right? So
fantastic. It's great that you decided to upgrade when no one was with you.
Yeah, right. That's what I do. When it's me and you, we slum it.
No, it's not ever going to be that way again, actually.
That's what we do, right? We just slum it.
Nope. Nope.
Right? And nothing but the worst for you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Right?
Samantha, I'm feeling the love as always.
Good, right? Because that's what I try to do. I try to pass on the love. Right?
Yes, Lisa.
Look at, I'm in a swirly chair too.
Yeah, you can probably stop swirling.
I know, probably, right? Make everybody feel nauseous. Anyways, are we going to do a podcast?
I guess so, right? It's about time.
That's what we're here for, Samantha.
We're going to do it now.
Let's watch it.
We're going to do it. Stop.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's. Oh, you want to?
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
What? What do you need?
And
stop. Oh, it's the worst part. 6 seconds of silence.
That is the worst part.
Okay. Here we go. Go and go.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. We are recording remotely again.
Yes.
So if it sounds a little awkward, everybody, it's because I'm in a hotel still. But the show must go on, right? The show must go on.
The show will go on.
Lisa. I have read so many articles over the last 10 days since I've been traveling. Saying for podcasters, take a break. You take a break. You need to have a break.
And yeah, I'm like, Lisa doesn't do that.
I feel that that rule does not apply to us.
No. Well, it doesn't apply to you, actually.
Well, and I think that
I don't think you need to lump me into this.
Listen, I think the friends of the podcast would be really disappointed if we didn't give them a podcast all summer long because
Lisa,
we can't be bothered to figure it out.
You won't stop for a vacation.
So. I'm vacationing. Yes, I have a vacation, but I'm a go-getter. That's why I just go and get her.
It's not a go-getter. It's a worker. So if you're not doing something, you're feeling at odds with yourself.
Yes, right? I feel like I've let the world down. Mm-hmm.
And then you drag everyone else that's around you into your sphere of, no. We don't take a break.
We don't take a break.
Going.
We just don't need a break, right? This is something we enjoy to do, so we don't need a break from it.
Yes, I enjoy it immensely, but I also like vacation time as well.
And you're going to get some. That's why we're going to be doing some early recordings that we're going to be releasing.
And then some, like, I don't know, I'll be somewhere else recording.
Yes, just like me, right? So you're going to be remotely recording.
Yes, I'll do a remote.
You'll be doing a remote, Samantha.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. But guess what? Oh, fine. Let me ask, how's your week?
No, why start there? Right? Why start there when you have decided to now do something fresh?
I just want to talk to you about my I Shake My Head. I've been having an I Shake My Head all day. I saw somebody in the streets of Toronto in a tube sock and I thought, oh my God.
Is it not hot there?
It's hot and it's a tube sock. It comes up to your knee. And I thought, I shake my head at tube socks. That is a sock with no identity.
That is a sock that doesn't need to actually see the light of day.
Oh my God. Right. Like it has no heel, no toe. Like, what is it? It's a material condom. That's what it is. It's a material condom for your leg.
That's an awful visual.
That's totally what it is. Material condom. It's got no defined anything.
Oh, that's horrible.
Right? I shake my head at tube socks.
Well, tube socks, I believe, you know, young teenage boys enjoy tube socks because they can, like, you know, use them for various things.
For all the wrong reasons. For all the wrong reasons. A mother's worst nightmare is finding a teenage boy's tube sock. A crusty tube sock under the bed. Right? Ew. But that's what I'm shaking my head at. I saw this dude wearing a tube sock, and I'm like, dude.
Was he wearing runners or was he wearing a sandal?
No, he had a runner. He had runners on. And they had like the three stripes at the top. Remember? Like, we all wore them.
Well, those are very 80s or 70s, actually.
I know, right? And I was just like, oh my God, dear dude, I'm shaking my head at you in your tube sock. That's what I'm shaking my head at. I had to get that off my chest.
All right. That's a good I shake my head, Lisa. Ugh. I don't know.
Like, we do not need the tube sock coming back.
We do not. But I don't think it's ever gone away, but people just quietly wear them underneath their clothing.
Okay. I'm just going to leave it there.
Okay.
I'm leaving it there.
As we shame people for wearing a tube sock.
I'm shaming people for wearing a tube sock. And I'm feeling bad for the tube sock because it has no identity when compared to the other socks with a heel and a toe.
And a socket and a, you know.
Right? The whole bit, right? And like a short sock and a middle-sized sock. The tube sock is just, there it is.
A wool sock even has a better identity than a tube sock.
A wool sock has the best identity because it has special place where toes go, special place where heels go, right? And it's marked by certain colors, right?
Like, it is the special sock. That is the world.
That sock has the most identity. The tube sock is at the far away, as far away from that sock as possible. That's the tube sock, right?
It really, really is. That poor tube sock. I don't know.
Fabric condom for your leg.
And it's always white, right? Like it's never really a white tube sock.
I don't think so. I think it's always very, very white.
Very white.
Yeah. I shake my head at the tube sock. Just saying. Just saying.
You know, a lot of phrases have been popping into my head lately. And for some reason, this one has I don't know why, maybe because I heard it. Maybe I heard it and then that's why it's stuck in my head. But I'm shaking my head at the phrase, stop your crying or I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, my God. Did my mother move into your head?
I think I heard it on a movie or a show that I was watching. And I'm like, do we say that to kids still?
not now. We wouldn't say that to kids.
Because you will not hit your child. You don't do that anymore. We've learned better from many decades.
That would totally be assuming that we're still hitting kids.
That would be totally assuming that.
Which is totally why I didn't have kids, right? Because I would be a hitter.
Oh, stop.
I would be. I know. I would be a hitter.
Oh, it's a horrible phrase. That's why I'm shaking my head at it. It's like, stop your crying or I'll give you something to cry about. They're already crying.
They're already crying.
They're already crying.
So then you're going to hit them again to make them cry more, which is going to make you even more mad.
And then the kids there are going, I try not to cry.
I try not to cry. They're all snotty and all hyperventilating.
And they're like streaming. And it's like everything's streaming. Eyes, nose, just gross.
And then they got that. Right? Right.
Yeah. They're going to do that enough so that they're going to start to hyperventilate.
Yeah. And then mom's got to get the paper bag for the kid. Calm down, kid. Calm down.
Ah, the 70s.
Right? Mom still loves you. You're fine. You're fine. Oh my goodness.
But it's just like Joe Coy though. His mother would do stuff like that to him, right?
Yep. Totally.
Oh my God. Totally. The way he talks about his mother.
Because he's from a 70s mom.
Yeah.
Right. And 70s moms all the time. That was just the phrase.
That's what they did, man.
Right. But
I'm not condoning it or saying it's right. It is what we lived, right?
Yes.
What we lived. It's how we grew up. And I get that nowadays, totally different.
Right.
That's fine.
It's like right? If God you know better, you do better.
Yeah. God bless you for having children, you know, because It's hard.
It was not in my cards. I'll tell you that right now. Samantha, what are you drinking? Friends of the podcast, Samantha always only drinks ginger ale or water. And today she has an iced tea.
I have an iced tea.
In a fancy bottle of some sort.
In a water bottle, Lisa.
Why is it iced tea? Why? Not in a cup. Why not in a cup? You're at home. Why not in a cup?
I think I feel better when I can close it.
At your home?
Yeah.
You're like, what are you afraid of? You're at your home.
I tend to spill.
You're a spiller.
Yeah.
Is this something new, like in your like almost like mid-50s?
No, I'm just, I prefer that vessel, Lisa. I'm sorry that it bothers you, but frankly, who gives a shit?
I'm just saying it caught me off guard. It caught me off guard.
There's so many more things in life that should catch you off guard. Other than what I'm drinking my iced tea out of.
Okay, good point. Good point. Well, let me tell you.
Your shit.
Let me tell you what's caught me off guard, okay? Speaking of being caught off guard. So I rented a car, right? And I got a Hyundai Kona or something. So it's a small SUV. Oh, ma'am, are you okay with a small SUV? No, I'm actually not okay with a small SUV because there's no such thing as a small SUV. An SUV is an SUV. It's got a small steering wheel. I'll give them that, right? But that's everything else, SUV. So stop it.
You never get what you want when you go get a car.
Never. I've booked a car 6 to 8 weeks in advance. Get there and I say to them, it's a small car, right? Well, I'll see what we have. Oh, dear Lord, here we go. Lord have mercy. Here we go.
Is this the PT Cruiser or the Corvette that's giving you the flashback?
It's both, right? PT Cruiser. How dare you? And it wasn't a Corvette. It was a Mustang.
Mustang. Wait, sorry.
I returned it because that's too much car for this girl. Right. So of course they didn't have a compact car, and I'm so nice. And I'm like, you know, the reason I'm trying to make small talk, reason I like a small car is because that's what I drive at home. Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a small SUV for you. Okay. All right. So, okay. Right. I'm going to not lose my shit like I normally do.
Yeah.
That's fine. Here's the problem, Samantha. I need to get into this. So in a world full of don't text and drive, don't take your eyes off this road because we're all about distracted drivers, right? Distracted drivers kill.
Oh God.
Right. We know that, right? Distracted drivers kill. Uh-huh. First off, nuke vehicles have a computer screen in the front of it that is so big that, hi, I'm automatically distracted because it takes up half the front seat.
Yeah.
Then as you drive, God forbid you get close to the white line, right? You get close to the other white line. Beep, 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 beep. I don't know what these fucking sounds are. I'm looking around at what the hell. I am so distracted driving in Toronto. So I'm not even watching the cars ahead of me. I'm just assuming that the car is going to tell me if I'm about to hit something because there's bells and whistles, everything going off. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know. Like, what do you want? What do you want from me? What do you want from me, car?
All the new cars come with those alerts like to where you are in the lane if you're too close to the one side or the other, and then they kind of you have wrestle them, hey, like you're like they're like, get away from the line, and you're like, fuck off, don't tell me what to do.
Exactly. So now it's bad enough now that we have the backup thing, so we don't have to turn our necks anymore to back up.
Yeah,
because I'm anti-backup thing, right? I don't like the backup thing. I don't trust it. I got trust issues.
You are totally.
Because I get that it can see behind me. I don't believe it sees side by side me. I don't think it cares about the side to side. I think it only cares about what's right behind.
Yes.
I feel it's not that trustworthy.
Oh, okay? God.
So I don't trust that. I don't trust the GPS. And now it's saying I can just change lanes without even having to look, because if I'm going to make a mistake, bells and whistles are going to go off.
Bells and whistles.
What is that? Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
Why are we making car? Why? It's too distracting. That's all I'm doing, as I'm just looking around at everything. Right? Like looking I'm not hitting Facebook. I'm not sending you a message. I'm not doing anything.
You shouldn't be doing any of that anyways.
I'm not. But when But when the dashboard is the size of my home screen computer, it's distracting and a little bit tempting.
Okay. Well, it's good that you're all in one piece then.
So I feel it shouldn't be called distracted driving. It should be called tempted driving. Right? Because you're tempted. I'm tempted. I see the F on the Facebook's icon right there. Tempted to see what's going on.
Don't do it.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah. You got to be busy driving your car, Lisa.
I got to be busy making sure that my car doesn't act up. Right? It's got attitude. That's what those new cars are. That's attitude. Like, shut up. Like, can you turn that shit off at a car? I don't know.
Did it tell you to stop and have a coffee break?
Yes. I saw that too. I saw that too. And I'm like, I don't need to have that. Like, I don't need to have. And then all it did is I was trying to get a picture of it. Right. I'm like, that's cool.
That's not.
Because it distracted me. God. Right. I don't need to, like, gear the car. Mind your own business.
This is why you drive the clown car that you have.
Right. Right. And I mean, and it's got some bells and whistles, but it doesn't have everything because we just don't need all of that stuff.
No.
And I certainly don't need a car to tell me to have a coffee break.
You know, it's a beautiful reminder, but no offense. I'm going from point A to point B and I'm not stopping for a coffee break.
Right, right. Because actually, dear car, I feel I know me a bit better than you know me. We're still pretty new in this relationship. I know when to have a coffee if I need one. Thank you.
But did it come after you like veered to one side or to the other side a little too often? Maybe. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, you need a coffee break.
Right? Or what? Then what does it come up saying? Are you drunk? Right? Because that's what it should be doing, right? Did you have too much wine at supper?
Right? That would be better.
That would be better. That might be more appropriate in today's age, right?
Potentially. Oh,
I don't know. I don't understand new cars.
They're very tricky. Tricky.
Too tricky. Too tricky.
All right. So over the weekend, I did what everyone does, which is go grocery shopping.
Of course.
Yeah. So you know I hate it.
You do. You're not a grocery shopper. I'm sure
our listeners know. I hate it.
Yeah, she does. She hates it.
I hate it. But, you know, I went with my mom because, you know, we were hanging out and we did some shopping and stuff. And we went into the grocery store. And you know what? I wasn't even driving the grocery cart. My mom had it.
Okay.
I stepped away to go look at something and turned around and was about to step back towards the cart and almost got mowed down from a woman with a very stern, get the fuck out of my way look.
Wow.
And it was like she was on a mission. And I'm like, is this because you're busy, because you're late to get somewhere, or because it's just simply Saturday and you're grocery shopping,
or because you take your grocery shopping too fucking seriously?
She was bound and determined. Like, if I had stepped any quicker, her and her cart would have rammed right into me.
Wow.
And I'm like, I don't like grocery shopping for that very
reason. That is totally, you hate people in your space at the grocery store.
Why do you, I'm standing here and all of a sudden somebody's lingering beside me and I'm like, right. I need you to not stand beside me and make me feel awkward that I'm just standing there looking at something.
Everybody wants to look at the avocado, Samantha, not just you.
I hate that.
I know.
Unless
you close the grocery store for you and ask for a private shopping, which I don't think you can.
No.
There's going to be people.
I just got to figure out when the best time to grocery shop with the least amount of people.
Okay. Well, it's at 8 a.m. You're going to get up and go shopping?
Oh, fuck no.
Right. So you need to just deal with the people.
Right? But the look on her face was, I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
That was the look on her face. And I'm like, whoa, hi.
And that probably became your look too. So that would be two I don't give a fuck looks. Like, I bet you must have been very tense.
No, I was just like, hi, what's your problem?
What's your problem, right? Yeah.
Meanwhile, mom's like, what is this good?
Oblivious to it all, right?
Yeah. Your daughter almost got run over in the grocery store.
Oh, they're too aggressive. People are too aggressive in the grocery stores. Like, calm down. It's just groceries, people.
Oh, I don't know. And I had such a great experience at the new Torrid store here in Saskatoon in Midtown Plaza.
Oh, you finally went.
Oh, my God. It was so good. I'm like, I love you.
Would they have stuff that I like?
I think so. Okay. But you're still kind of tiny though.
Thank you. But
you might
I've been eating restaurant food for 10 days.
So maybe you will.
maybe I'm gonna fit. I may have graduated.
Oh, but it was so much fun. It's a pretty decent sized store, but they only had like 6 fitting rooms and there was a lineup. And then I felt bad because I had taken a bit of time because I tried on quite a few pieces. Yeah, I was that girl. And everybody looked at me as I came out and I'm like, hi.
Yeah. Right?
Like, oh. Have a great day. Thanks for your help.
Look at you making enemies with the Torrid.
No, but it was great. Finally, we have a Torrid here and I don't have to spend, you know, buckets of cash trying to get stuff. Yeah.
That's okay then. That's good. Good.
I mean, that was good. The grocery shopping, not so great, but you know.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. But I know, like, it's so weird how things happen, right? So as I've been away with my work, but I also found time to go back home, like to where I grew up and hang out with Roxy Roller and Kelly Foster, right? So I get to Stayner, right? And I like Stayner will always be near and dear to my heart, right? I'm a small town girl, just a small town girl. That's me. And we get there, right? We're having a couple glasses of wine, me and Shannon, and we haven't eaten yet. So it's time to order food. It's 8:00 at night.
Yeah.
Nothing in Stayner is open for food.
What?
Nothing. And don't get me wrong, it's not like a booming city. But nothing, right? Every place you phoned, there was a reason why, like, oh no, we closed. Oh no, the kitchen's closed. Oh no, there's no driver. Oh no, there's no this. And I'm like, dear Stayner,
oh my God,
what do people do on a Friday night if they're hungry after 8?
Oh my God. They don't eat in Stayner.
They don't eat in Stayner, right? Because the whole issue, like when I grew up there, like my dad would order pizza at 10:00 at night in Stayner. No big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so, maybe COVID, everything changed.
Maybe, but now we're way past COVID. So time to dear Stayner, time to change back. Maybe Stayner didn't get the memo. COVID's done. You can open up later now.
You can stay open.
Right? Oh my God. I was like, I was shaking my head. I'm like, what do people do if we're hungry?
And she lives there.
She lives there. And she's like, oh, this one will be open. Nothing. This one will be open. Nothing. But we had to order a pizza from a different town to be delivered.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Go figure, right?
That's so funny.
Small town woes. But you want to know something else that was really weird? So with my car rental.
Oh God.
So, okay. Well, it's not really my car rental again. It's the gas stations. Dear gas stations, if you happen to be like me and I'm not like the main gas pumper in the family, I only pump my gas when I have a car rental for the most part, right? Because I'm lucky Mike does all that sort of stuff, right? We share one car. He's usually the guy who does the gas. So I'm at this gas station by the Toronto airport, busiest gas station in the whole wide world. So many cars waiting. My turn. There's a note on the gas station that says you got to go inside and pay, right? Because that's the one pump that's not working for the
aww.
Right? Okay, so that's fine. So you go inside and pay, right? So I go in, I pay. That's fine. That part I can do. I go to pump. Just grab the hose. The hose doesn't fit in my gas tank.
Did you pick?
I didn't know.
You put diesel in your rental? Nope.
I didn't put diesel in it because diesel didn't fit in it.
Thank God.
But I didn't know how come.
You would have ruined your car. You would have killed the rental and you would officially be buying a dead car.
Okay, but listen. How come
you never get insurance?
I don't ever. But how come I don't know this rule?
It's
about the
yellow
diesel?
And diesel is yellow and black.
Yeah, well, I didn't know.
Always on the other side.
Well, I didn't know that.
God, were you? What were you? Okay. Were you on your phone?
No.
When you were doing this?
No, I watched a guy ahead of me, and then it was my turn. I just picked the one that was, so I was, because I'm lazy, I just picked the nozzle that was closest to me.
Oh my God.
So I'm standing there. I told Shannon the same thing. She knew it was diesel. I had no clue. So I'm standing there trying to figure out why the hose won't go into the tank.
Oh.
This guy, they're honking their horns. I'm like, sorry. And then there was this one nice man and he's like, He honks his horn and I think he's mouthing something. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't usually pump the gas. It doesn't fit. I don't know. And then he unrolls his window and I'm like holding it there going, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what to do. I got no clue.
Oh my God.
Dude rolls down his window and he's like, hey, ma'am. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, try the other nozzle. Oh, okay. Oh yeah. That one fit just perfectly fine.
Did you hit regular gas?
Yeah. But why
all
don't
these
I know?
People were honking at you and you still thought you were doing it right?
Yeah, but I thought I was doing it right, but I just couldn't figure out why would I have a gas tank that didn't fit the hose?
Because you weren't doing it right.
Well, the nozzle is too big for the gas tank when it's diesel.
It's for a diesel truck.
No, I didn't.
It's for people who have vehicles that are diesel.
How would I know that?
You don't pay attention to your surroundings.
Right.
This is why I will say again, I don't know how many times I've said this. How have you survived this long?
I don't know. I'm pretty surprised with this one, actually.
Oh,
I was pretty darn surprised.
You almost killed the car. You almost paid for a car that you were never going to take home with you because it's
dead.
Because you've killed it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I didn't. That's why the nozzle doesn't fit in there. So you can't kill it.
Thank God for that.
Thank God.
But yet you were still trying until someone told you.
I was still trying.
Hey lady,
I was still trying. I'm like, it's got to fit somehow.
Oh my God.
I have pumped lots of gas and I'm like this. I've never had this happen before with gas.
You've never noticed that there's a diesel and then there's like two hoses. One is diesel and the other one's on the other side with three selections of gas.
Yeah. Like I've noticed that there's hoses, but I've never really thought much about it. No.
Oh my God.
No. So far, everybody I've told this story to has known this, but me so far. And I feel the more people I tell this story to are going to know, just like you and Shannon. Oh my God. Was it diesel? I don't know. Apparently.
Oh my God. Lisa was today years old
when she learned that the diesel nozzle is smaller than the regular nozzle or bigger. It's bigger than the regular nozzle.
Oh my God.
That's just new to me.
And you've been driving cars for how long?
Like almost 40 years.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's true. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. But this you should have known a really long time ago.
Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing.
Oh my God.
Nothing. It's total news to me. Total news to me. You know what else is total news to me, Samantha? Uh-huh. So you know how I hate water?
Yes.
I finally found something to back it up. There was a lady, you ready for this? There was a lady in California who died from drinking too much water. She drank 4 bottles of water, like big bottles of water in 20 minutes. And she did. Dear water, I don't need that type of scariness in my life. I don't need that from you.
Dear H2O, she on to you.
Yeah, I'm on to you, right? I get if you're in a lake, you can kill me, but not if you're in a fucking bottle. How are you killing me in a bottle?
Because she drank too much too fast, Lisa. Are you going to do that? Are you guzzling 4 gigantic bottles of water?
No, but if I was like super, super thirsty, it would never cross my mind that if I did, it would kill me. Water needs a warning label.
Oh my God.
Like the bleach, right? It needs to have the warning label on it.
Yes, because it will kill you.
It will kill you if you drink too much.
If you're that, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just solidified how I felt. I'm like,
So now you really aren't going to drink water ever again.
Not very, just sips of it. That's all I'm going to be doing. Just some sips. Some
mini sips.
Mini sips, because I don't want to die from water. I didn't know water could kill you.
Yeah, but everything in large consumption and in a very short period of time has the potential to kill you, Lisa.
I don't know. I'm not taking the chance. I don't
trust
water.
It's just a liquid, right?
I don't trust it.
If you had 4 bottles of wine and you drank them in 20 minutes.
Different. I would think
you too could die from that.
I would think that could be dangerous. I wouldn't think water should be dangerous in a bottle.
But you would think, okay.
No, I wouldn't think anything more than that, actually.
Okay.
I wouldn't think anything more than that, stupid water.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I think, stupid water.
Stupid water.
Uh-huh. Stupid water.
Yeah. Oh, only the water.
It'll kill you. It will kill you. It will kill you. Water will kill you.
I can't wait for you to tell your doctor the reasons why you don't, you now no longer will drink water.
Right? Why do you look so dehydrated? Because apparently I learned that water can kill you, and I'm not up for that actually right now.
Right? I have other concerns.
Yeah, I have bigger fish to fry than dying from drinking water. Thank you. Oh my God. Right? I'm not doing that.
Oh my God. The things that go through your head.
I'm not doing it.
The reasoning that takes place is right? Bizarre.
Yeah. Well, not to me. Not to me.
Okay. All right. All right. Right?
Just saying.
Okay. Just saying. So I'm going to shake my head at the tourists who still are going to Hawaii.
Like, oh, I'm shaking my head with you.
Those people in Maui, in Lahaina, sorry if I'm pronouncing it wrong, I apologize. They've been devastated. Everything is gone.
Everything.
And tourists are pissed off.
Right.
Because they are basically being told to not come to the island. And when they get there, people are not nice to them. And I'm like, I'm sorry. What would you like them to be
right.
to you?
You know that their island burnt down, right?
Yeah. They're small islands that are connected together. Like yeah. they only have limited resources. And now you've shown up and you're demanding yeah. to have a holiday when they're trying to recover from a massive fire that killed yeah. so many people.
So many people because there was no warning, right?
Jerks. What yeah. the hell?
Like people are bad. That's people at their worst right there. People at their worst.
I keep seeing clips of people complaining. Tourists are like, oh yeah, it was the worst. And then 4 days, blah, blah, blah. Get off the
yeah.
island.
Yeah, like, you know, Hawaii burnt down, right?
Go away.
People?
Go
like
away.
Oprah Winfrey is there buying supplies at the Costco for people.
Yeah.
Right. And The Rock's helping out and people are helping out because it's so devastating. All fires are, but these people had no warning.
They like everything is gone. They have yeah. nowhere to go. They're displaced. No. Their homes, their livelihoods, you know, enough guys yeah. go away, stay yeah. off the islands.
Exactly.
Go find a place, another beautiful place in the United States to go yeah. take a hot holiday.
Yeah.
I'm sure like, there's lots of other places you can yeah. go.
Like dear America, Hawaii is closed for now.
It's going to be closed for a bit, eh?
Yeah, it's closed.
Like, right? I don't it's even closed. Know how, like, ugh, things oh, are still
it's
smoking.
Sad. Yeah, it's
things,
really
like,
sad.
It's just nasty.
Yeah, I shake I'm my head at people doing that too, that are pissed off about their holiday.
I'm shaking my head at that.
Yeah, yeah, totally shaking my head at that too. You know what else I'm shaking my head at? I'm shaking my head that I, in this visit, have had the greasiest, and I mean greasiest, Eggs Benedict.
Oh.
And the worst pancakes ever.
That's a crime.
How are you wrecking my breakfast?
How do you wreck breakfast?
How do you wreck breakfast?
How do you wreck pancakes?
And then explain to me how Eggs Benedict and a pot and well and a coffee come to $31 in Toronto, Ontario. That's all I had.
Yeah, did you Eggs have Benedict. Anything extra with that Eggs Benedict?
Nope.
How
it's because this one restaurant, I won't mention them, rhymes with Jerkins. You can't just buy a cup of coffee. You have to buy the whole pot. And the whole pot is $5.55.
Oh, so your breakfast was still $25 though.
Yeah. But then you have like your taxes, right?
Oh my God.
So I just want one cup of coffee. I don't want 20 cups of coffee. I don't want to buy the coffee emporium. I don't want to buy the factory that makes the coffee. I just want one cup of coffee.
Oh my God.
This is what they say. Same price. And I get maybe for most people, that would be great.
Oh my God.
But not for this girl.
No.
Just wants one cup of coffee.
Greasy eggs, Benny. That's bad. Hey?
And the worst pancakes.
Okay. So how do you ruin a pancake, though?
It was no taste. Ugh.
Oh, really?
They taste worse than my pancakes. Like, food shouldn't taste worse than my food.
No.
Right? Like, it's just like food at a restaurant should never taste worse than my food. Right? It just never, ever should.
That's, I mean, it's true.
Right? It never should.
True. Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like we both say, right? Like I know my cooking tastes like necessity. Like
necessity, yeah.
Right? These pancakes didn't even taste like necessity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like not even the syrup and the butter
could mask the yucky pancake.
Yeah. Oh. Right? And how much were the pancakes?
I think they were $16.
Oh. For breakfast. A pancake?
You got three pancakes, three horrible pancakes.
I'm sorry. It's only batter.
It's batter.
It's flour, maybe some eggs.
Well, unless you're using Aunt Jemima, then it's just batter. It's just
and water.
And a water. Right? And some water, right?
And they charged $16 for that?
$16. And they were like the worst, like worse than my pancakes.
Oh, that is so.
Shake my head, right?
Oh, nothing. My God.
Food should never taste worse than my food.
Dear Toronto, how are you killing breakfast? Let us count the ways.
Why are you killing breakfast, dear Toronto? Oh, it's so crazy.
Oh, my God.
So crazy.
Okay, so you know what's crazy? Mm. The story of Vanna White is getting bigger.
Okay, I don't really know much. I just saw that she's out.
Apparently. She's out with COVID. She caught it in July.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's the rumor. That's why she's not showing up for taping. Okay. But she's also still in negotiation with her contract.
Oh.
But now they're saying that they're kicking her to the curb.
Oh, that's what I heard today. I heard that.
After 40 years, they're kicking her to the curb.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah. So most likely her contract will not be renewed when Pat Sajak
leaves.
Takes a hike.
And then what? Ryan's got to do it all?
Apparently, they light up themselves.
Well, I think she just looks good standing there, right?
She's just an institution, right? Like, yeah, it started with her and Pat Sajak.
Right.
So now it's just, she's kind of embedded in the show. And that's not a bad thing.
No, totally not.
I mean, if you're going to change the show, then you might as well change everything.
Right. It's like when Mr. Dress-Up died, right? There's no more Casey and Finnegan.
No. I mean, that's not very fair, though, right? Because they're kind of treating her unfairly when all she's asking for is a little bit of a raise.
Right.
Because she hasn't had one in 18 years.
Yeah, like not many people would keep working for 18 years without a raise.
With the same salary.
Right? Like just not many. And so much less. And I get so much less than what he was making. And I get that. But she's still a big name on that show.
She's still associated with the show. Yeah,
totally, right? Totally.
And I get it. Like Ryan Seacrest is going to be the young face of
right.
You know, the Wheel of Fortune. So does that mean that they're going to bring a younger Vanna White?
Maybe
out?
Like Paris Hilton takes over or something like that.
Oh God, please don't.
Right.
But I mean, it seems a little bit unfair and I feel bad for her.
Yeah. I feel bad for her too.
I feel bad for her, but I mean,
that's very good.
The Wheel of Fortune.
It's going to go on and on and on, right?
Yeah, Jeopardy has, so.
Yeah, what do you do? I don't love Jeopardy as much as I did.
Well, they're not very exciting.
Like, I hate a Ken Jennings, and I hate Blossom. Right? Like, I don't like.
I hate Blossom. That's not nice.
I know, but sometimes I'm not nice, I guess. Right? Like, sometimes, because I just feel that those were such big shoes to fill, and they're not being filled.
Nobody was ever going to be able to do Alex Trebek's job.
No, so I don't know. Should have just stayed in syndication maybe or something, right?
No, because people like Jeopardy.
I know they do. I do
too. It makes them feel smart when they get a question right.
Totally, right? I know that's what it does for you. Right? That's what it does for you. Okay, so so I'm in Ontario, right? Where all the millionaires live.
Yes.
Where people win the lottery like it's nobody's business. So I played 2 times,
uh-huh.
Not even a free play.
I've played here in Saskatchewan, not even a free play.
Like
I was like, really?
Yeah. Like, dear Ontario, thank you for not thinking that I could be the next millionaire, I guess. Let's put a positive spin on it. You're right, Ontario. I don't need the headache of all that.
Yes, thank you for saving us.
What would I have done with the $55 million? And you're right. Dear Ontario, you really have saved me a lot of headache and worry. Thank you. Right?
Assholes.
Jerks. You big jerks. Oh my goodness, right?
Thanks for sparing my friend Lisa from the troubles and tribulations of being a quadrillionaire.
A quadrillionaire and having to figure out how to dole that out to everybody, right? Like I wake up every day going, oh, thank God. Imagine having to worry about that today, Lisa.
Oh,
right? Imagine, right? You would have just bought the pancake restaurant. Right? That's what you would have done if you were a quadrillionaire and you weren't happy. I'll just buy a new one. Thank you.
I'll just buy the pancake place.
Yes.
And I will find a better chef.
I find a better chef who can cook a better pancake. Thank you.
You know, what day were you eating there?
The last couple days.
Oh, do you think the B team's there?
I think the B team is only there. Yeah, I'm not sure that there's an A team.
Well, then that's sad, right? There's no A team.
I don't think that there's a go-to A team at all. No, I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling that at all.
Is it the Durkins that we ate at?
Durkins?
We ate at in January?
Yeah.
Are you still, because it's attached to a hotel.
It's attached to a Holiday, to a Holiday Inn.
Oh, so you're not staying there.
I'm not staying there. No, stay tuned next January when we go to the buyer's meeting and you'll see where we can stay. Right. They have a pool here.
Woohoo!
I'm not using the pool.
No, you're not using the pool.
I'm not going swimming. I don't trust other people's pools.
Oh.
Right? I just don't trust.
Even with all the chlorine. Hey?
No, still not trusting them. Nope.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No. Being weird as usual.
No, whatever.
Okay. So I started watching this show on Apple TV called Physical.
Okay.
And it's in the 1980s.
Okay.
And this woman, oh my God, Lise, it is big hair, neon. It's the aerobic craze, the
leg step, warmers.
Yeah. And the step craze, you know, the aerobics and the step craze. It's all starting to happen.
Okay.
And then I was thinking, you remember diet pills from the 80s?
Oh my God, right?
Right? Because they were like literal drugs.
Total speed.
Right.
Right? So if your mom was taking them, and everybody took them, right? Like mom took them, the kids took them. Even if you weren't overweight back then, you still took them. It was Dexatrim or something was a big one.
Yeah. Oh my God, for sure.
Right?
And it was like pure caffeine.
Yeah, right? It was like speed. It was totally.
You were like wired.
A family that takes speed together stays together. Right? I think that's exactly what it was. Like, I know you could just go to the pharmacy and just buy speed. That's pretty much what we did.
I know. But it was just that it brought me back to the diet culture of the 80s because it was all like the aerobics. And I'm like, oh my God, people used to do that. And it was like the skin tight leotards and the body suits and the leg warmers. Yeah. And I'm like, oh God.
It was Jane Fonda, right? Jane Fonda was that. And all then I saw, that. So funny, I saw something on TV the other day and it was Richard Simmons from Sweatin' to the Oldies. And they said, who needs Zumba when you got this? He was the original Zumba, really, right? Right? Like... Right? Like the weird, like a white sports coat, two more, three more, and a pink carnation, right? Like so weird. Oh my
God. Yeah. Jane Fonda went through her whole aerobic queen phase.
She really kind of like, and then she really kind of like brought it to the mainstream public, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then like Suzanne Summers.
Everybody bought the book. Remember Jane Fonda had the book.
Yeah. And then Suzanne Summers did the leg thing.
Yeah. Right. So every girl could practice her Kegel.
Yeah. And then, you know, get great inner thighs, apparently.
Right. Yeah. Right. She had the Thigh Master, right?
Oh, that's what it was called. Right.
The Thigh Master. Right. Probably by Katel or something, right?
That's but if I'm going to recommend people watch Physical. If you have Apple TV, you should watch it. It's really good.
Really?
It's a very bizarre, it's like a really dark comedy kind of type thing, but it's been interesting and I'm on season 3 and it's the last season. So,
well, you know me, right? I don't take any of your TV show, suggestions. So,
and you're never going to watch only murders in the building, but it's hysterical.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? I don't like my killing to be funny.
It's not funny. I mean, it is a bit tragic.
No.
But how they solve it is really funny. And Steve Martin Short are hilarious.
I know, but you and I have grown apart in our TV shows. Ever since the Netflix came in, I feel it took you away from me because it took you off mainstream cable and it made you watch too much TV on the weekends, right?
I don't watch too much TV on the weekends. I just watch
a whole series.
Well, if it's good, yes.
Yeah, right? Like that's a little too much.
Speaks the woman who watches news 24/7. Well, and then even though she's watched it once already, she's going to keep watching the news loop.
I like the loop. I like the loop.
So shush.
I like the loop. Okay. Listen, I don't want to fight with you about TV. I'm shaking my head at something else.
Uh-oh.
I've been hearing, I don't know if it's been on the TikTok or on the Instagram. I'm hearing a lot about people's wellness journeys.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'm shaking my head at that phrase because a wellness journey, you know what? It seems really invasive. It seems like I have the same feeling that I feel about a diet versus a lifestyle change. Uh-huh. I'm on a wellness journey. What the fuck is a wellness journey?
They're just getting well, Lisa.
What? Like, well, how? Well with what?
Well with themselves. Maybe hopefully with their body and their mind.
Like why? Like why is there? Like why? 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 Why do we? Why because does maybe they did. Journey.
Because it's always a journey, Lisa.
Just get well. Get well.
But when you add journey to it, that means it can last for a really long time. It doesn't have an expiration date, so to speak.
Right. So if we make it a journey, then it means there's no time limit. So you don't have to really. You don't have to work that hard at it.
Get your banging bod in 90 days. No, it's your wellness journey.
No, I hate that. I hate that. I shake my head at that phrase. You know what? You want a journey, then you jump on the train and you get it done.
Oh, geez.
You get it done, people. You don't milk it for years and years.
You're so anti like journey. New phrases and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Would it be better if they were like, I'm trying to kill myself dieting? Would you prefer that?
Well, I don't want them to kill themselves, but I'm fine with I'm trying to diet.
So you would rather them go back to that four-letter word diet?
Yeah, that word doesn't bother me. It bothers you. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me, but people don't want to say diet anymore.
Why?
They want to say life-changing.
Wellness journey.
Wellness journey.
I'm on a wellness journey as opposed to I ate too much over the holidays and I need to go on a diet to drop the pounds.
Yeah. I ate too many pieces of pizza over the weekend.
Right. Right. So now I'm on a wellness journey to try and combat that.
Now we're on a wellness journey.
I'm going to try and reevaluate my brain to find out what made me act inappropriately and eat the whole pizza instead of just two pieces. I'm on a journey for that. No.
Stop.
No.
That is so mean and condescending.
I'm sorry, right? That's how I feel. I'm shaking my head at the wellness journey.
For those listeners who might be on a wellness journey, Lisa means you no harm.
It's not that I don't support people being healthy and doing what they need to do to get better.
I
don't like the phrase.
Oh, the phrasing.
You know what? It's too kumbaya.
So
it's too kumbaya for me. Right?
Right? So what would you like them to say, Lisa?
I'm just trying to get my shit together.
Oh, so you would rather it be that?
I'd rather it be that. Yeah.
Excuse me, everyone. I'm just trying to get my shit together.
Yeah, perfect. I gotcha. I get that probably means your head and your body and your soul for sure. I get it. That's what I think it should be. I'm getting my shit together journey.
It's an idea for a new podcast. Hey, right. Guys, getting my shit together.
Getting my shit together, right? That's what we're doing, right? We come to a fork in the road and we got to decide. Do you go on a wellness journey or do you just get your shit together?
Or do you just get your shit together?
Just get your shit together, right? Shit your shit together.
Oh, my God.
That's all I think there.
All right, Lisa. Right? Whatever makes you happy.
All right. Well, that makes me a little happier.
Uh-huh. A
little bit.
I do need to say that I saw a quote on the socials and I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about this because Now I got problems.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. Caroline Herrera, who is a designer. Okay. She's a famous designer, says wearing jeans after 30 and having long hair after 40 is classless.
Oh, how old is Caroline?
She's old. Oh, she's okay. Been around for a really long time.
Okay, so she old lady?
She older than us.
Okay.
So I was like, bitch, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Jeans are for everybody.
Everybody gets to wear jeans.
I'm not in any way, shape, or form going to wear a slack wherever I go.
Let's ban the word slacks unless you're 80 and above. Right?
Slacks are for old people. I'm not going to wear a dress pant out to like lunch or to go shopping. I am not doing that. I'm wearing a pair of jeans.
Yes.
Because jeans are fun. And they're age appropriate for everyone.
Exactly. Right. I think that the whole slacks things come from like the 70s moms, because I think they wore slacks.
You know what, Lisa? I think you blame everything on 70s moms. And you know what? At some point, a 70s mom's going to come back and bitch slap you. So just be careful.
I'm just saying. Right. But I don't think 70s moms can deny it. Dear 70s moms, if you're a 70s mom and you listen to I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, I need to know if any of the things ring true. Did you drink tab? Did you smoke your cigarettes? And did you sometimes wear a polyester pant that we would call a slack?
Probably.
Yes. Or at least our grandmas did.
But what's age appropriate? Like what style? Like your style and personal tastes are personal.
Yeah.
That's why it's called your style or your, you know, and I just think you of all people should not be telling other women what they should be wearing.
No, right?
I mean, I think
that there's something to be said. Like if people are dressing like in an inappropriate way, that's different.
But what if they want to though? Like what if that lady in her 60s still wants to wear the very, and she's got a body for it, a very form-fitting dress, and it's maybe more power too short.
Yeah, more power to her, for sure.
Who am I to say, I'm looking at her going, I ain't never wearing that because I wouldn't wear that.
Right.
But she's wearing it, so just let her wear it.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Right? For crying out loud, people.
Yeah.
I am going into my flowy phase, and if somebody tells me that I cannot wear my flowy pants and my flowy clothes and my statement jewelry, I'm probably going to bitch slap them. Like, I'm just going to be like, hi, I am at an age where I don't care what you think.
You don't care. And I think
I don't care.
I feel we're headed for a train wreck, but
what?
I have questions about this flowy phase.
I think the flowy, it's only more probably a spring summer flowy phase. Okay, I don't feel like this is a winter phase for me, but I feel like spring and summer, it's like a flowy phase.
But I feel you haven't been in that phase yet.
No, I'm getting there though.
Oh, okay. You're just stocking up on
like,
goods.
I'm getting there one piece at a time.
Okay. So you're just getting so you're collecting things for that phase. Yeah. Okay. And yet funny that the sunglasses I tried on because I lost my expensive sunglasses, you said those look like something Mrs. Roper would wear. And I said, oh, so you must like them then.
No, I don't like stuff.
Well, that
like
makes
that.
No sense, right? Because that makes no sense because that's where you're headed.
Not headed to Mrs. Roper, but thank you.
She was very flowy.
She was very flowy.
That's what people think, flowy.
But not the only kind of flowy, Lisa. So
okay. Well, I look forward to next summer's big the big reveal.
Okay. I'm just saying, ladies, wear what you gotta wear. But for heaven's sake, don't take jeans out of your repertoire.
Don't take jeans away.
Ah!
Right? Don't take the jeans.
Long hair. No long hair after 40. I'm sorry. Don't tell me how to wear my hair.
But what's long hair? Like how long's long?
Like is your hair I have mid-length hair at best.
Okay.
But like long hair is like past your butt maybe? Like in the middle of your back maybe?
Like hi, Princess Anne has long hair and she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So yeah, shut up lady. You don't know what you're talking about.
She know nothing.
She know nothing. She knows squat. She knows squat. Okay. Here's something. Came up in conversation with my friend in Stainer. Why has cereal never ever come with a Ziploc pouch inside?
Oh, good question.
Why is that? Like, now that we know how expensive cereal is, we want to keep its freshness. And yet we just rip it open.
We do.
And we think that the air is not going to get to it.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't it just be simpler? Like, I would rather pay 5 more cents to have a Ziploc bag. Right?
Yeah. Like, I guess.
Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they make that invention?
Because it would probably cost more.
Well, it would cost more, but you're already paying a fortune for your cereal.
Well, we already are throwing plastic into the...
Right.
Into the garbage. So
they're not just putting like the Kraft dinner, like, or in the hamburger helper now where the noodles just go in the box. They're not just putting, they're not just doing that. Are they with cereal? Like cereal's not just loose in the box.
No. Okay. Good. I haven't seen that.
Okay. Good. Cause that would be horrific.
I don't know, Lisa. I think that maybe you should, write a letter, send an email.
Maybe come up with, develop a prototype.
Oh my God, there's your $1 million.
Right? Here's the zip. It's already developed. It's just a Ziploc baggie. Put it in the box.
Maybe they need a demonstration.
Maybe that's the thing, right? They haven't been able to envision it. I could teach them that. I can definitely teach them.
I think that would be great.
Right? I can do that. I can do that, Samantha. Right? I can do that.
Okay. So I just recently read an article where 7 Chinese women who are best friends bought a mansion to live together in their retirement.
Ooh.
And they're going to live there once they hit 60.
Nice.
They've remodeled it and everything.
Oh, let's do it.
And apparently everyone has certain duties to do.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do that.
No, I'm not ever doing that with you.
Well, why wouldn't you do that with me?
No, because you would never take on a duty, Lisa.
I wash dishes. No, you don't. Yes, I wash dishes.
That's what dishwashers are for.
Okay, well, fine. I'll do the dishwasher. I will be the best loader.
Nope. Nope.
And outer.
Nope.
Well, fine. What chore do you
want
me to
do? I thought it was very brave of them to even contemplate 6 women in a mansion living together in their retirement years. I thought that was incredibly brave or incredibly stupid.
It's the Golden Girls right there. Right? We don't have 6 friends, but me, you, and the HHG. We could just go move in with the HHG. She's got a big place.
She does have a big place. She's got rooms.
She's got room, right?
She's got a new house.
What's a chore? Like what chore are you going to do? I feel I would be more chory than you.
I doubt that.
I don't think I doubt that.
I don't mind vacuuming.
Yeah, you like one chore.
And I don't mind doing laundry. You only do dishes. What else do you do?
I am a really good Swiffer.
Swiffer?
I'm a really good Swiffer. I Swiffer really good. I'm a good Swiffer.
Just what Michelle wants in her home. Someone who can Swiffer.
I can Swiffer. So there'll be no dust. What do you bring? You just bring a vacuum.
Yeah, I'll just bring a vacuum. Yeah, right? It's boring.
And she probably doesn't even have carpet. She probably got all floor or something.
I would be willing to mop.
Okay, well, now that we're talking about where each other lives and stuff like that, I have to share this with you, Samantha. My 2 friends in Stayner, Ontario, think it's the weirdest thing in the world that I don't know where you live. And they've got a plan. They're gonna track you down somehow. Right? Shannon Cox says we can get a tracker, put it on your car. She's like, we'll find where she lives.
You're being so weird about this.
I'm not. You're,
I don't know why.
Actually, they think you're weird about this.
I'm not.
Right? Because you live in a secret location.
I don't.
Yes, you do. So I was telling them about how when I was moving and I said, remember I phoned you and I'm like, do you live in Lawson Heights? And you're like, no, why? And I'm like, oh, I thought maybe we were neighbors because that's where I'm moving. You're like, nope, I don't live there. You never said where you live. Just nope, it's not there.
I live in Lakewood, which is not Lawson Heights Mall or Lawson Heights area or Silverwood where you are.
I don't know where that is.
And that's your problem. You don't know the city.
Well, I haven't been invited to see that part of the city.
I'm not ready for that.
That's what I said. They're like, maybe she's a hoarder. I'm like, I don't think she's a hoarder. No, I'm like, they're like, it makes no sense. I'm like, it's 2 houses now. No, it makes no sense. I said her house.
Now I'm just honestly, now I'm just doing it out of spite. So
I think you are totally right. Totally. I think you're doing it out of spite.
Totally doing it out of spite.
Well, don't be surprised if we're going to find you.
Okay.
We're going to find you, Samantha.
All right. All right.
We're going to find you.
Okay. Well, you know what we're not going to find? Ourselves getting T-Swift tickets anytime soon.
How disappointing.
All three of us were waitlisted.
Everybody in the world was waitlisted.
Yeah. 22 million or 40
million. No, 31. 31
million.
Yeah. And there's only 38 million people living in Canada. And 31 million Canadians tried to get tickets for six shows.
Oh my God. So, you know what? I get it. T-Swift, it would be an awesome concert. That's what everybody keeps saying. Yes. It's an awesome concert. Right. And I have no doubt that it is. And I think it would be great. But are we desperate enough to spend ridiculous amounts of money on T-Swift concert tickets?
No, no.
I don't want to sell my left kidney to go see her.
No,
we're not. Like, I really don't.
No, and there's rumor that she's going to add some Vancouver shows.
Yeah, so the 31 million people are going to try again.
It's just going to be the same thing, right? It's like Shauna Foster said, because when she didn't get a ticket, I messaged her saying, did you get a ticket? And she's like, nope. And then she goes, they literally said that there would maybe only be like two people in Saskatchewan that might get a ticket. Because there's so many people, because there's people from the States trying to get here, right? To come see her.
Yeah. Thank God. You know what? I'm going to wait for the video. So.
What she should do is she should do a pay-per-view event and charge people like $40 to see it on your TV at home.
She would crash the internet.
Oh my God. Right. But everybody would do it.
Yeah, for sure. Those
even
of us who
did even if she did $100,
$100,
right? You'd do it for $100. I can watch it from home. I would pay $100 to watch it from home.
So would I.
And do a pay-per-view thing like the Bee Gees did that one time.
Yeah.
Right. And then she's just making more money.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe I should message her and say, hey, do you think about doing this?
You ever thought of that?
At the end of her tour. Like, don't do it before.
No.
Because you need all your tickets. But at your very end of your tour, do a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Okay. But I have something for TikTok.
Okay.
Dear users of TikTok.
Oh.
I need you to stop talking and posting about getting your goddamn tickets. It's annoying.
Oh my God,
I am tired of seeing that. I'm like, congratulations. Yes, you finally got in. Yes, you're getting your ticket. I don't give a shit.
Right, right.
Stop posting about it.
Stop it. Just stop it already.
I'm like, I don't need to. I like swipe. Like, stop it. And it's everywhere. Everybody's doing it. And I'm like, do you understand that I don't care what the process looks like?
Yeah.
I'm on a wait list. I understand that it was a one in a quadrillion.
Right. Chance. Right. But we did it to be part of the cool kids, right? We chose to do it to be one of the cool kids.
Yeah. I still feel like somehow the HHG is going to T-Swift though.
If there's a way, she'll get there.
If there's a will, there's a way with that woman.
Yeah. She's more apt to spend a ridiculous amount of money on a ticket than what you and I are.
Well, she might go to another country to do it though.
Yeah. She's more apt to be that girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. If she remembers, right? But sometimes out of sight, out of mind with her too, right?
Well, that's true.
You know, like she might just be like, I kind of forgot about it. So if you don't want to see that on the TikTok, then you need to go back to do it to the Instagram Reels, because all you're going to see there is, I'm just Ken. Where she sees love, I'm just her friend, right? I am like stuck in a Ken loop. I watch it over and over and over.
For someone who didn't like the Barbie movie.
I know, right? Oh, it's not that I don't like it, because there's a part of me, I can't believe I'm going to say that, thinks we should go see it again.
What?
Kind of, right? Kind of.
Why? Because you fell asleep twice during it?
What if I judged it too harshly? I mean, I get what the message is, and it's positive. I get that.
It is a very positive
message.
The
problem is that I'm not a movie person.
And yet you go and you ruin it for the people that actually like movies
I did not ruin it for you.
No, because I ignored you.
Yeah, which
and
is
then
fine.
And then a couple of times you tried to ask me questions and I'm like, I think I gave you my stink eye.
Yeah,
I'm like, shush.
Yeah, but your stink eye doesn't scare me off, right? Remember? I'm not scared of you.
Shush.
Yeah. So now, because now I'm in love with Ken,
Right? You're in love with Ryan Gosling.
No, I'm in love with Ken.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just Ken. Anywhere
and now
else,
you like the
I'd
dance
be
sequence?
A 10.
Now you like the dance sequence.
Yeah, I like the song. And I like when he's in his little white outfit and he does that, woo, dance the night away. I like that part too. Right? He kind of does that sidestep over to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, he does.
Kind of like that too.
Oh my God.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
If we're going to Barbie again, you're paying for the tickets.
Not both.
Yeah.
You get them for free.
No, I'm not paying for Barbie again.
Fine, but I'm not paying for you.
Yes, you should.
Well, no, I shouldn't, because then it means I didn't get to go for free. No, that's not how it works. That's what you used to do all the time, right? I'll buy supper. And that's what you still do that sometimes. I'll buy supper. And then the next time we go, you're like, I'm like, oh, that's nice of you. Thank you. And then the next time we go for a meal, you're like, oh, are you treating? I bought supper last time. That was a treat.
When have I done that? Now you're just telling lies.
That's not a lie. You've done that before.
That is a total lie.
You've done that before.
That is a total lie.
Listen.
And you never buy me supper.
No, not now. It's too expensive.
I know. Because now you're cheap.
Now I got cheap in my older years.
Yeah, you got cheap in your old age.
That's right.
And now you give me the gears for not getting into your movies for free. I only have so many points, Lisa.
Yeah, I know. And guess what? Did you hear the bad news about your Shoppers?
What?
So in Ontario, and it's coming to Saskatchewan, they just bumped the age back up to 65 for seniors.
No!
Yes. It might already be here.
I was so looking forward to getting a seniors discount at 55.
Nope. Now it's got to be 65.
Well, because they're probably giving away too much money.
Probably, right? And they're probably like looking at people like you saying, I don't think you need to have our discount. Right?
Shazbutt.
I know, right? That kind of sucks, doesn't it?
That does suck.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Why are they doing that to me? I'm a loyal shopper. Yeah. Shopper.
Well, they give you scene points because of that, or shoppers points, or whatever they give you.
They give you scene points.
Okay, so there, right?
No, optimum points. Sorry.
Optimum points. So you can buy all your pretty stuff for your face. You get all your groceries and everything else you need. Right? You're fine.
Aw, Shoppers, don't raise it to 65.
It's being raised.
Don't.
Wrap your brain around it, Samantha.
Blech.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Just
fine, saying. Whatever.
All right.
Okay, so there's a bit of controversy out there.
Okay.
With Whitney Way Thor.
Oh my God, right? It's time. It's the fall, so it's time.
It's time. So I've been seeing her in our TikTok sphere. And apparently she's getting flack for filming her mother's funeral for the show.
Right, right. I heard that too.
And I caught a glimpse of it off of her TikTok.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, why did you do that?
Okay. Well, I'm kind of, okay. So
I get why people lashed out.
I get it. But I kind of get why they did it too, because Babs was a big part of the show.
She was.
So. She was. It's like when the queen died, right? And because she's a public figure, the public has a right to mourn with her.
Uh-huh.
So I get why they did it. I don't know if I think that anything that Whitney Way Thor does is totally that innocent, though. Right? Like, I want...
I'm going to agree with you on that one.
I can't believe... Like I get why they did it.
Yeah.
But I... don't think I would want to bet the farm on the fact that she wasn't hoping for some payoff out of all this.
Maybe. I mean, her mom, Babs, really did like the spotlight as well.
Did, totally. And really, the whole last year of the show was all about her mom being sick. So I get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I think I might be investing in watching the show this fall.
Well, I've never stopped, unfortunately. Right. So I like the train wreck that's known as Whitney Way Thor.
And sometimes I can't handle it.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you bail, right? You're like, I can't do it. I can't do it. No. I'm like, I can still do it.
Yeah. So I think I'll go back to it. But I can understand why people lashed out. But I also think she has a right to do whatever she wants. It's her show.
Yeah, for sure. Right. It is her show. Right.
And maybe she was doing it for ratings. Maybe it was because, you know, it's been lagging a bit lately. And
maybe. Right.
And,
because
or maybe
on a hiatus.
Yeah. And maybe because, you know, everybody did see her mom in that last season go through these changes and having the stroke and all that kind of stuff, that this was a fitting end to that story, to that storyline,
right,
was, you know, seeing her at the funeral.
Exactly. Right.
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
I don't know, Whitney.
Because it's Whitney. It's Whitney.
It's Whitney.
Right? Anybody else, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. But it's Whitney. Right? And I don't know for sure with Whitney.
It's really hard to tell.
It's hard to know. It's hard. It's just, oh, it's, not, no, Whitney. Whitney, mm-hmm. Whitney, Whitney. That's what I'm going to say to that. So this is something I observed, okay? So, and I think it's happening in a lot of places because they say that the younger generation doesn't want to work.
Oh.
So what I saw, what I've been seeing in my travels is big lineups to get into restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Lots of tables open, but no staff.
Oh.
So they can't seat the people because they're not staffed appropriately for it.
Wow.
And I was talking to somebody about it who was working at one of these establishments, and they said, nobody wants to work.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't want to blame the younger generation because it could be our generation. It could be everybody that nobody wants to work. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause nowadays, God forbid, that job's just not the most perfect job.
Well, cause we've gone the route of, if it doesn't fulfill me, it doesn't fill my cup.
Right.
It's not for me.
Right?
If it doesn't follow my passion, what would be your passion? My passion is basket weaving. That 9-to-5 corporate job does not fill my passion for basket weaving. Okay. And so what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your basket weaving, man?
Right. And think back, how many jobs in your 54 years, almost 55 years, Samantha, filled your passion? right, you know,
paid my bills.
That's a big difference.
Bought me cars,
paying my bills. Let me buy a car and pay my rent and eat and maybe go out and enjoy myself sometimes, or
buy my clothes,
or just fulfilled my passion.
I guess that's why people have side hustles.
Right
You can't always have the perfect job.
No.
And don't get me wrong, no one should stay in a job where they're treated horribly.
No, definitely not, right? There's no,
I'm not condoning that one way or the other.
No.
But there are times when sometimes you just find a job and it's okay. And it could be kind of boring or monotonous, or it's not quite what you want to do. But if it pays the bills.
Yeah. But I don't have a lot of, and maybe this is going to sound like I'm being mad and judgmental. I don't always have a ton of patience for the kids just starting out with their first jobs that aren't excited with their new jobs because it's not what I want to do. Of course it's not, right? You're 17 or 18. It shouldn't be what you want to do.
No. Right? You know, that's funny because my youngest nephew is with the city now.
Right.
And he got a job, like he got the summer gig that he was hoping for. And he's been jumping from different places in the city. And is it his forever dream job? No. But he's pretty excited about the cash he's making.
Right.
He's very excited about the
cash. Exactly. Right. So sometimes there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah. So he's pretty excited about his ever-growing savings account.
Yeah, right. So dear younger kids, right? Your first couple jobs, not meant to be your forever one.
No. But you know what? They're building you to up to what maybe you'll be or get better at or lead you down a road. And you're like, nope, that's, and then you change course. And that's
right.
That's the course that you're supposed to go on. But, you know, there is something to be said for working at a gas station or McDonald's or Shoppers or retail or wherever, or in a bar. Yep. Like I've done all of those things.
Right. Exactly. Right.
I've done so many different things as I'm sure you have.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you know what? It never occurred to me to not have a job. Never.
And it builds your character and it builds your work ethic and it builds your ability to be a loyal employee.
Uh-huh.
Right. So it's really, it really shapes a lot of things, people. But no, you're right, younger generation. It's not, it probably isn't what you want, that you see yourself doing forever.
Yeah. As my nephews roll their eyes, I worked two jobs and went to university, guys.
Yeah, that's right.
And right. I asked Auntie Sammy. I'm just sorry. Like,
it's true.
It's true.
Right.
But yeah. Now my youngest nephew has two jobs. So.
Right.
Now he's following in his auntie's footsteps.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. I don't know.
But yes, that's kind of bad. Hey.
Yeah. And yet you can see all the people are getting pissed off because you can see all the empty tables. But they're like, we can't sit you there. There's nobody to help you.
Huh?
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
I think we should get off this because I was about to say something and I'm not going to say it now.
Don't say it.
No, don't say it. Okay. I don't know if anybody's been watching the Burger King commercials again.
God, they strike again.
Yeah. Ketchup nuggets. Like they're dipped in ketchup.
They're in like ketchup chip coating.
Yeah, apparently. So, I've seen a few people on the reels and stuff. They've been taste testing them.
Yeah.
Some people have liked them. Some people have not. One actually said they were a little bit tangy or spicy.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. I don't know. Like if we dare try something that sounds kind of, I don't know. But I mean, we eat ketchup chips. How different can it be? I mean, but ketchup on chicken.
We don't eat ketchup on chicken. Maybe that's
is that throwing me off?
It's maybe ketchup
and chicken.
And I think what also is throwing me off is because the coating, which I'm assuming is some sort of a ketchup chip crunched up.
Yeah.
Is so bright red.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
it looks. Oh, Dawn, I was going to say something rude and I'm not going to.
Say it.
No.
No. Oh, was that rude? Was it?
I'm going to keep my potty mouth to myself.
Okay.
Today.
Keep your potty mouth to yourself. I just don't know what's going on in the brain of the brain of the Burger King.
Well, they're doing butter chicken and right? Now
butter
they're doing
chicken,
ketchup.
Butter chicken. And now it's, right? BK, have it your way. How about no way?
Does everybody want to have ketchup chicken nugget things? No. Like, is that the way we should be going, Burger King?
I feel it's wrong. I feel it's really, really wrong.
You know what? We sit here and we go, oh, that's so gross. And it's like, put your money where your mouth is. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not doing it. I'm not trying that. Or the butter chicken burger.
I don't think I can do that. I really like butter chicken and I just don't think I can do that.
And then it's funny because then I think to myself, it's so odd. When was the last time I was ever at Burger King? Oh, that's right. It's been forever ago.
It's been forever.
Because they scare me. Burger King scares me. Right? I think they're scary. I think they're really scary.
Well, they come up with things that we're not sure we need.
Right. And or want, or where did you come up with? Like, why?
Yeah. Just seems strange.
You know what? I got to go here. We're headed into September.
Oh, God.
6 weeks left of baseball season.
That's it?
Well, until the playoffs, right?
Oh.
Oh, Samantha, we're so inconsistent. We can't move past third place.
Oh, the Jays are letting you down, are they?
Well, okay. So here's the thing. If the playoffs were today, we'd be in a wild card.
Oh, okay.
But no guarantee that we'd win that because we can't put back-to-back wins together.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's not good. It's really, really not good.
Huh.
And I don't know what to do because now it's like stressful, right? Now it's stress watching. Right? It's stressful. I don't need this type of stress in my life.
How is your husband reacting to this? Because he hates your Jays.
He's hoping that all the other teams just keep doing good. Right?
He's so thoughtful that way.
So supportive that way he is, right? Just so supportive that way. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do, Lisa. I'm sorry, but the fake fan is out of this.
Oh, I'm over the fake fan. I'm so over the fake fan. She's been no help. You shouldn't have to beg the fake fan to help out. Right? I'm not groveling for the fake fan. I don't need her. I'll figure it out myself.
She's back in retirement, right?
I'm just saying. I just do what I can do, Samantha.
She's back in retirement, Lisa.
Good. Actually, I fired her.
Okay.
I kicked her to the curb. That's what I did there.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Let's do that, right? You want to go with that? You want to, that's what you want to believe? You want to believe that you're retired? Well, that's fine. You tell yourself you're retired. I kicked you to the curb weeks ago.
Okay. All right.
I'm just letting you know about it now.
Whatever makes you happy.
Whatever makes you happy.
Well, Lisa, Samantha. It's time to tell people how they can get a hold of us.
Yes, because they need to, right?
Yes.
All these, you know what? It's funny. I listen to all these other podcasts. They got people like with all their stuff and with their reviews, and they got their oh, we love the show. We don't love the show. I just want to hear from people.
We have the quietest and best fans.
We have the most loyal, but boy, we're quiet. We're quiet, right?
Okay, guys. So we do actually want your feedback on what we talk about. You can send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned here during one of our episodes. That would be kind of cool. I know that Carol has reached out and given us some really great One Has to Go.
Yes.
And then she's going to be our Would You Rather on Wednesday.
Yes, she came up with a Would You Rather. So that's so fun.
So guys, you too can contribute to what we do in our social media. Yeah. And if you want us to talk about something on the show, throw it at us. Let's see what we can do with it.
If you don't love what we talked about on this week's show, let us know.
Yeah, talk about it.
You hate my hair? Tell me. Won't be the first time somebody said something negative about it.
No, that's true. But you can connect with us on our socials, which is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and we do have YouTube. So if you actually want to see what we look like when we record and we yawn and we drink our drinks during the show.
Right,
and
the whole bit.
Yeah, the whole bit. We do have it on YouTube as well. So all you have to do is type in, I shake my head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, we will be right there for you on any social that you find. And if you would like to contribute to the podcast for as little as $2 a month, you get an episode early, an extra episode every month on Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And we do have merch, which is at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. Kind of fun swag in case maybe you want a mug or a t-shirt.
Maybe we're going to update it too for the fall, I think.
Oh, it could be fun. Yeah. Right?
You just never know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You just never know.
All right. And we just want to thank John Domingo for being the best kept secret in podcasting. He helps us out every week. And he's the guy who figured out how to put us on YouTube.
So. Yeah, right. Got to give the big guy credit for that. That's
and now
sure.
He's doing the videos for us. So
yes,
thank right. you very much.
Yeah. Okay. So we're done the episode again.
Again, again, again.
We're going to see each other Thursday for Jan Arden. who has pretty much reached out to us and said, hey guys, can't wait for you to come to the show.
Yeah, that's the feeling I got, Lisa.
Right? That's like when she liked the tweet. That's what I got from that. Right?
Is that sort of stretched that meaning out there, did you?
Not in my heart. Nope, not in my heart. I totally think that that's what she means. And I'll be disappointed if there's no shout out at Arden in the Garden. Right. So,
everybody bring your own chair.
Right. You got a chair because you got to take a chair to work that day because I got to take my chair to work that day.
Oh my God. I have to take it to work.
Well, because you're going to come pick me up from work.
Where are we going before the Jan Arden show?
Well, she's at 7:30. We'll probably have a bite to eat downtown or something.
Oh my God. She's at 7:30.
Yeah. Yeah. So bring your chair.
All right.
And your good mood and your spirit. I'll be bringing the chair, my chair and my signs.
You better hope it's nice outside.
It looks like it's supposed to be a nice day.
Gonna suck if it rains.
Right? HHG's always messaging. What day is she again?
Oh, God. She's trying to get out of it, hey?
Secretly she's trying to. For sure she is, right? Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. All right, Samantha, anything else we want to talk about?
No, I think we're good, Lisa.
I think we are good. Lisa is right. All right, Samantha. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.